Hello, and welcome to this week's half-hour edition of Hot Pipes with me, Steve Ashley. Today, I'm featuring the music of 1946, and my opener is not the usual up-tempo rouser. This is a Peggy Lee and husband Dave Barber number, I Don't Know Enough About You. Bill Vlasic and the Wurlitzer of the Paramount Music Palace, Indianapolis, with I Don't Know Enough About You, from Bill's Slow Boat to China CD, released in 1990. In 1946, Saul Chaplin and Al Jolson wrote the lyrics to a waltz, Waves of the Danube, composed in 1880 by Ion Ivanovici, now probably the most famous Romanian tune of all time. Larry Parks played the part of Jolson in the 1946 film The Jolson Story, while Jolie himself sung the haunting melody. This is Everett Norse and the equally mellifluous Wurlitzer in the Fox Theatre San Francisco with the anniversary song. Thank you. Regular listeners will probably know that I have a very soft spot for Latin American music, and especially from the 30s, 40s and 50s. In 1946, Brazilian composer Ernesto Nazareth composed Cavaquinho, which is usually played on a small Portuguese four-string guitar called a cavaquinho, but it also works remarkably well on theatre pipes. Here's George Wright and his Hollywood Philharmonic pipe organ to more than prove the point. Thank you. Nick Hammett, and one of the hit songs from Finian's Rainbow, How Are Things in Glaucomora, by E.Y. Harburg and Burton Lane. And while the song was copyrighted in 1946, the public had to wait until the 10th of January 1947 for the show's opening on Broadway. That version was recorded on the Wurlitzer in the Town Hall, Buckingham, England, in 1966. After a sparkling career as HMV's Director of Light Music, Ray Noble left Britain Shores in 1934 for an even bigger career in the USA. One of his favourite singers after the return to London of Al Boley in 1938 was Buddy Clark, and in 1946 Ray and Buddy had a number one Billboard hit with a song composed by Jack Lawrence. Atlanta organist John Clark McCall released this arrangement of Linda on a CD compiled from his 2013 concert on the Wurlitzer of the Alabama Theatre, Birmingham. Also in 1946, Jack Lawrence as lyricist and Walter Gross as songwriter copyrighted another song that in 1947 Sarah Vaughan took into the US charts. Rosemary Clooney also recorded Tenderly, which although only charting at number 17 in 1952, became more popular through her use of it as the theme song in her 1956 and 57 TV variety show. Once the bejeweled idol of the Hammond organ and a predecessor of Liberace's keyboard crown, Caller Pandit maintained his fictitious Indian heritage right up until his death in 1998. Here's Caller on an unknown Wurlitzer. Thank you. tenderly, Kaula Pandit playing an unknown Wurlitzer in 1960. Eddie Howard had a suite rather than a swing band in the 1940s, and in 1946 recorded a number by Jay Livingston and Ray Evans that went to number one in the Billboard charts. He did exactly the same for the Inkspots and Freddie Martin and his orchestra. Imagine that. It was also recorded that year by Tony Martin, the Modernaires and the Platters. The royalties must have been flowing like water. Without doubt, the best theatre pipe recording I have of To Each His Own was by Paul Carino in 1976. To Each His Own, with Paul Carino playing the short-lived Robert Morton in the Orpheum Theatre, San Francisco. What a sound. In 2001, Lynn Larson played a concert on the Wurlitzer in the Plummer Auditorium, Fullerton, California, which fortunately was recorded for subsequent release on CD, called A Salute to the Swinging Years. The concert also featured a big band from San Francisco, led by Jack Bethards of Schoenstein Organ Company fame, but this next track is a solo item from Lynn. One of the most enduring stage musicals to come from 1946 was Annie Get Your Gun, with a sparkling score by Irving Berlin. Now, the most played song from that show is undoubtedly There's No Business Like Show Business, but for my closer, I've chosen one of the other 15 songs, I Got the Sun in the Morning. Thank you. So, as the music from 1946 fades away, we can look forward to another great year next week, 1947. Hope that you'll join me then, but in the meantime, let me remind you of my website, hotpipes.eu, which contains links to many other theatre pipe organ-related sites, not to mention a huge archive of these half-hour shows and my one-hour podcasts. You can also find what's on information for your part of the world. Until next week, at the same time, this is Steve Ashley and Hot Pipes signing off. Bye, everyone.